Page 52. Text B. Abducted by aliens. Mark just read an article about a man who claims that he was abducted by aliens. He figures the man's story is a hoax, but Mark's friend Sarah has an abduction story of her own to tell, which supposedly happened to someone close to her.
Oh, look at this article on alien abduction. Can you believe the crap people make up?
What does it say?
Well, this man was out camping with his buddies. During the night, they saw flashing lights. They believe it was a UFO. The man went to take a closer look, and he was suddenly beamed up by the alien craft. His friends got scared and ran away. A couple of days later, the man was found wandering on the freeway. He didn't know where he was or how long he had been gone, and he had strange marks on his body. He then remembered that he has been aboard a spacecraft and was shown around by two aliens. Now his abduction story is in every newspaper. What a nut.
I bet he just made this story up to get attention. And his friends are in on it.
Well, guys, don't be so sure of that. I have an aunt who claims to have been abducted.
What? Like, abducted by an alien? For real?
Is that the aunt who is mentally unstable?
No, she's perfectly normal. She works as a third grade teacher, and she has a normal family. She's just had this extraterrestrial experience.
Okay, so tell us, what was she abducted by? A green alien?
I'm serious, so give it a rest. I won't tell you if you aren't going to be open-minded.
Okay, sorry. We're listening.
Well, one night about 10 years ago, my aunt goes to bed like normal, but she wakes up in the middle of the night in a field outside her house. She has this immediate, very vivid recollection of some creatures. It was much more than a dream. She actually felt them touch her and sort of smell her.
But wait. Wasn't she just sleepwalking?
She had never sleepwalked before in her life. That's what was so weird. Plus, when she returned to her house again, all the doors were locked. Like she had left her house and locked the doors behind her. But she didn't have any keys with her.
There must have been some other explanation, but I agree, that is strange.
Well, the story continues. Afterwards, she had trouble sleeping, insomnia. She turned to a therapist for help, and her experience came up, of course. My aunt saw it as the root of her sleeping problems. Well, under hypnosis, she came to describe meeting typical greys, which is the most common abductor type of alien, according to those who have been abducted. She began reading studies on these greys and found out that they are typically described as emotionless beings that conduct medical experiments on humans. Their objective is to take over Earth and make us their slaves. My aunt felt that that's exactly what they did to her, examine her.
But, I mean, there is a possibility that it was just a dream, right?
Sure, but she is certain it's not. Her husband woke up at 3 a.m., and she wasn't in bed. He just figured she'd gone to the bathroom and went back to sleep. When she returned to the house, her husband heard her. They both recall the time was 6:15 in the morning. What was she doing for 3 hours?
Yeah, I've heard that's common for abductions. Loss of time which can't be accounted for. And I mean, why shouldn't there be life and life forms out there?
When I hear this, I want to meet your aunt, that's for sure. But when it comes to alien abductions in general, I'll say this. I'll believe it when I see it.